starting from 2011, we had life, you know,
right.
we all were living our lives. I became a mother in 2014. That's a really big life event. But yeah, we picked up touring again, and through, like, you know, coming back, for me, you know, after going through that big change, like going, oh yeah, this is still who I am. I'm not just, you know, mom now. I'm still Amy Lee from Evanescence, and this is still my passion. Revisiting the old stuff and really pulling it apart by making Synthesis as a group was, I feel like, a really important step towards getting to where we are now and in the new music and in our band as a whole, because it had to do with, like, diving into the past and feeling it and knowing it and loving it and pouring new life into it, you know, from the future, from the present. And then to go, okay, now we know everything about where we've been and we know who we are. Let's take that and put it into new music.
Right.
So, so yeah, I don't know how to describe where, I mean, the writing process, we knew we wanted to make a new album, really starting in like 2018, right. 2017, even like 2017 was Synthesis. So like by the end of 2018, it was like, we knew we wanted to, by 2019, it was like, let's do this.
Right.
And we had started having writing sessions. Do you want me to keep talking? I feel like I'm talking forever.
You're, it's like not you're, specific. You're the guest. You're the VIP. You're the VIP. You're the guest of honor.
I'll ramble for hours. You asked me to tell a story over the span of like 10 years. It's so long.
Go ahead.
Well, as far as the songwriting goes, since that's what you want to hear about.
Right.
In 2019, what I did was we started going, okay, like we had tour, like we were playing. I've learned how to multitask better than I used to be able to. It's not all one thing all the time until you burn out and then all of the other. And what I mean is touring versus studio versus time off. So I've learned to kind of build our tours in a way that gives us time to breathe and live in between the tours more than the early days.
Right.
So we were touring through 2019, but with significant time, you know, weeks in between. And I started just going here and there when it made sense. Hey, when we're all together, because we live all over the world, when we're all together already for tour, let's set aside a week, you know, at the beginning or the end, usually the end, after we're done with that tour, to just like go camp out. Like, let's go get an Airbnb in the woods or wherever we are in Nashville, and just see what comes out of us, you know, get our gear together and just jam. And we got some really great stuff out of those sessions. We spent one particular week that was really cool in Canada, in Montreal, out in the woods someplace in the off season at like a, it was like summertime or springtime, but it was like a ski resort. So it was just us and nature. And we came up with the beginnings for Broken Pieces Shine, Part of Me. I'm trying to think what else. We just had like a really productive session where we were starting to like really feel the sound of the new album happening.
Right.
But it was all scattered. You know, we could play tours in between and then get back together. But, you know, I like to make it fun. Another time I just had everybody come to my house and stay here for a while. And worked here, but yeah, so that's how it started. And we had probably less than half of it, I want to say like a third of it by the time we got into 2020. And, you know, keeping that same mindset of not letting things get stale and only doing one thing at a time, I thought for the first time, hey, instead of waiting until we have all, you know, everything, all the songs, we've chosen it, we go in and we just start laying down tracks, you know, drums, bass, guitar, all the songs. Let's just go in with Nick, Nick Raspi Linux, our producer, and just record like a couple of songs that we have before we go on the tour that we were scheduled to go on in 2020, in Europe. And we went in and two turned into four really quickly. We had an incredibly productive time. We were all obsessed with the first four songs that came out of it, which were Wasted on You, Yeah, Right, Use My Voice, and The Game Is Over.
Okay.
Which are all really just powerful songs that we were so excited about. So I'm coming to the end here.
I do have more questions.
I know. I feel like I might cover like half of them. But then we had the lockdown, and that 2020 turned into our real year of really creating the album. A ton of writing remotely until we could eventually get together again in the fall, except for Jen, who we just had to work with virtually, and just really worked and wrote a couple new songs in that time and made the album together and finished it by the end of 2020.